one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back, folks. We're here on KKNT 960 AM News Talk. The number here to call us, if you're locally, it's 602-508-0960. If you're calling nationally, the number is 888-960-9696. Welcome back again. Mexican leaders decry Bush's signature on border fence bill. You know, Stacy, the president did not look very happy when he signed that bill into law the other day.
He looked extremely frustrated.
Certainly looked to me like that, and he didn't make a big deal out of it like he normally does when he signs something into law with different kind of pens and all kinds of this stuff. But anyway, Mexican leaders lashed out at President George W. Bush's Thursday morning signature on a bill to build hundreds of miles of fencing on the nation's southern border, calling it an embarrassment and saying the barrier would be like the Berlin Wall. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the Berlin Wall. Two of my mom's friends who tried to enter into West Germany were literally shot trying to cross or get through the Berlin Wall.
And that was going from Berlin into free Germany,
exactly,
into Western Germany.
From East Berlin into West Berlin. Yes.
Let's see. So the wall was built in Germany to separate
a city.
A communist,
yes,
government.
Yes.
To keep their people from fleeing into a free government.
Yes. And of course, when the Russians invaded East Germany, you know, the only thing to do was to get out of there, you know, and go into West Germany and become a registered West German.
That's right.
Absolutely, that's what happened. Mexican President Vicente Fox said to reporters in the Caribbean resort of Cancun that the fence would not stop millions of Mexicans heading north to find jobs. It certainly will put a big dent into it because our fence is going to be a security fence. It's going to create a deterrent. It will also have registered Minuteman on there for security, and it will have surveillance equipment. We're going to have great surveillance cameras. We will also have sensors,
yes,
built in. And certainly if we are able to funnel the illegal aliens into different directions with the increased amount of Border Patrol, it will really make a difference.
It should increase the apprehensions.
Yes. The decision made by Congress and the U.S. government is deplorable, Calderon said while on tour in Canada. And by the way, that's interesting, too, because Calderon met with the Canadian president. And, of course, he's probably trying to convince him that building a fence is not the best thing to do. And actually, the prime minister said that he and Calderon talked about how to strengthen the North American Free Trade Agreement and other trade relations. Border security was also a topic of the discussions. And actually, Harper said that the American government is well aware of our view on unnecessary barriers, given the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative as an example. But he was also very cautious and said that we believe that ultimately in all of our economic interests as well, at the same time, we share the Americans' concern for safe and secure border. We believe that ultimately in all of our economic interests as well. At the same time, we obviously caution against things that can cause unnecessary barriers, not just to trade, but to the ordinary exchange of tourism and social relationships between our countries. And what that would possibly mean, that everybody will have to use a passport to get into the country and out of the country. And that's exactly what I have to do. And I think it's totally all right. That's the rule of law here, and that's what everything and everybody should follow.
I can't believe you mentioned tourists. You know, we're talking about illegal immigration here. You know, 5,000 or 6,000 illegal aliens coming across our southern border a night, and not one of them is a tourist.
Absolutely. And both Calderon and Harper called the seasonal migrant worker program between Canada and Mexico a success. Wow.
Interesting. You know, I would have loved to have been that reporter and talk to the government officials about their southern fence.
Yes.
And their militarization of their border and what they do to illegal immigrants that come across their southern border and how they're detained in jails for months on end. Families, children in these prisons.
if you will.
Yes.
I'd love to have a conversation with a Mexican government official about their southern border.
Maybe we can arrange that. The Foreign Secretary Luis Ernesto Derbez said in an interview on World Radio that today is a day of frustration, and absolutely, that probably is for them. His foreign ministry later said in a press release that the construction of a wall not only affects the relationship of the United States with Mexico, but also with Central American countries from where thousands immigrate northwards. And yes, and they all have to cross into Mexico, and they're being welcomed with machine guns and long arms, rifles,
sure.
And a lot more or a lot worse than what we're greeting them with when they try to break into our country.
The Mexican army is on their southern border.
Yes. And it was said that the U.S. military is training them, and that's absolutely not true. We do have a caller online, Dave out of Atlanta. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for letting me come on the program. I just wanted to say I'm so very grateful. I joined the Minuteman group about 2 months ago.
Great.
And Atlanta has been targeted as a distribution warehouse for the drug methamphetamine for the eastern United States. I lost my wife of 23 years.
Sorry to hear that.
Most of the belongings in my house and my house itself sits empty, and it's on the market.
Wow.
Because of this criminal activity. It doesn't have anything to do with human rights or scripture out of the Bible. What it has to do with is corruption and criminal activity.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to say I'm so thankful for what you all are doing.
Well,
keep
we're thankful for you.
Yes, we are.
We're thankful that you live in Georgia, where we know that they have a huge immigration problem there. And it seems like some of the elected officials there are actually doing something about it. You're blessed to also have D.A. King out there. If you're not a reader of some of his articles, you need to get a hold of D.A. King's information that he puts out. He's very much on your side. I have to tell you, I think there was four or five occasions over the past month here in Arizona on Operation Block Watch where I had met illegals that had sat down for us, and the Border Patrol agent asked him where he was going, and Atlanta, Georgia was the destination.
It's really having an impact here, and it's not good. It's a situation where both political parties claim to be on the right side of the issue, but then when you look at the bottom line as to what they're accomplishing, their deeds don't match up with what their words are. So we're really relying on the word of mouth and the very patriotic actions and information of organizations like Minuteman to inform people as to exactly what the consequences are. Without this effort, the media is, for the most part, is ignoring a lot of what's going on. I mean,
yes.
Occasionally you read about the raids on suburban homes where they find these big stores of this methamphetamine drug. It's just the occasional catch that they make, and what they always include in the news articles is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. That they're just really able to catch people because of some really solid surveillance or the fact that some witness comes forward. But because of the nature of the underground network as it exists, they're not able to catch and apprehend a lot of these people.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I live in a very small town, the town of Tombstone, which only has about 14 to 1,500 in population. And it is just amazing what the drugs have done in that town as well, and how difficult it seems for our sheriff's department to catch the right guys who are behind this. You know, they're always talking to us about that they'd rather catch the big fish and leave the little ones alone. To me, those are big fish if it affects our schools, if it affects our children, even in grade schools.
Yep.
And, it affects, we even have a task force in the next town because parents just could not handle the damage anymore that was done to their children, how they had gotten into the drugs. And certainly most of the drugs are coming from our southern border, And even in our operation here, the last operation during the months of October, we also had drugs, seizures, and, you know, that tells you something. I mean, they're certainly coming across, they're certainly dangerous, and we certainly have to do something about that. And I believe by building our fence, it is going to help.
Absolutely. And again, I'm just so grateful for the actions that you all are taking, and we have a choice. You know, we can do something about this, and you know, without patriotic Americans that really understand and are willing to act on this issue,
absolutely,
I'm not sure where all of us are going to be, or our families, and the jails are full of the young people whose lives,
yes,
are being ruined by these illegal drugs and their addiction to these drugs. And they just, the place to stop it is at the border.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Dave, we need more people like you, especially out in the eastern part of the country, out in Georgia, where we know you've got a big problem out there. Keep up the good work out there, and help us spread the word, brother.
Will do. Thank
absolutely.
You very much.
Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Thank you.
And I guess we have the big boss on the line right now. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Good evening.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
too tough.
Stacy and Carmen, I've been listening on and off. You're doing a wonderful job. You sound like professionals.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, speaking of professionals, is there a paycheck here?
Hey, we know that we're all doing this and making what we consider not a sacrifice for our country.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Our duty,
that's
our,
right,
our civic duty, our duty to our Constitution and to our fellow Americans. And doing what's right and making a difference. So
yes,
that's,
you
right,
guys are great.
And happy to
and
do so.
We are.
Well, and Stace, first thing I have to do is start off with saying, you know, I wish I could have been there yesterday.
We had him crying, man.
Oh, I'm glad
we
you weren't, because you would have seen me with tears.
In a sense, I guess I'm glad I wasn't there, because, you know, I don't know, I guess the last, I only cry when I have children. So, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, this is like having a child, this,
yeah,
whole mission and this organization, such great people, great friendships. It's something that means something so deeply to all of us that no one can even explain it in words. And I have to tell you in words that we are forever indebted to you stepping up and taking charge, taking the bull by the horns in Arizona, and making this one of the premier operations.
Hey,
thank,
we're going
you very
to
much for
we're
going
to go into a break, Chris. I want,
thank
you to,
you,
stay online.
You're
come back.
To stay online. Great.
Yes, I want you to stay online.
I have a lot to say.
Okay.
A lot of news coming up.
All right, we'll talk to you in a minute here on News Talk 960 AM KKNT. And we still can use a couple of callers. Number is 602-508-0960 or 888-960-9696.